Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Close to the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Hello!
It's the crossover.
It's John Schreiner.
I'm here.
Hey, John.
Connor is on vacation with the fabulous Happer family.
He made it to a Buc-ee's an hour ago.
He's at a Buc-ee's?
He and his wife and some friends, I believe.
Do we know what time they left?
He left for Atlanta last night.
Okay. So he's in the car by now.
I believe they have a day in Atlanta. And okay. He didn't know what to do because the Braves are out of town.
Okay. So a day in Atlanta, then he will travel.
In the family truckster.
Yep. Yeah. The Wagon Queen family truckster.
A day in Atlanta sounds like a short documentary.
Yeah. Right?
Connor Happer, A Day in Atlanta.
I've never spent, I've been to Columbus, Georgia. I've never set foot in Atlanta, Georgia. Not once.
I've only been in the airport. That's it.
I don't even know if I've been in the airport.
I told him to try and find a Pepsi, and he didn't understand what I was talking about. Feels par for the course for Connor Happer.
Might be difficult. So how's it going, Mr. Hanley?
It's
how are
good.
You?
It's good.
Usually when I'm in this chair, we're ending the show.
That's right. Yeah.
But today, I'm crossing it up with you.
So, guys, you got to help me out. I had an incident, if you will. Not an incident, but a confrontation. Confrontation is probably the best
way. Were you, like, the last time we did the crossover with Connor, he was the victim of a vicious honking attack. Do you remember that?
Connor was?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah, then we got into the whole honking thing. He feels like we're too nice when it comes to honking.
Yeah.
But I consider myself kind of a pushover when it comes to things I should maybe take more of a stance on, especially when it has to do with, like, my property, my home. And we've got a neighbor that is a little, so they don't have a sprinkler system. They are on the other side of our backyard fence. They've got like a garden up against it. And I've noticed over the last couple of years, we had to replace the fence. Now this fence was already kind of in bad shape when we took over the house in 2018. But we got a notice from the city one day that our fence wasn't up to code. And I really only have two suspects on that one as far as who probably called the city on us. And I'm pretty sure that it's like 75% the person I had a talk with yesterday and 25% her neighbor. So anywho, this individual runs their sprinklers like for 4 hours at a time.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
No. And we were out of town over the weekend, and one of my neighbors who we're friends with had mentioned, hey, by the way, just letting you know your backyard neighbor is going on 3 hours with the sprinkler. And they know when we got the new fence and stuff, you know, that someone had called on us, and we were pretty sure it was that person. So we're like, I just want to let you know. And then yesterday, as I'm mowing, I noticed that that thing had been on for at least 2 hours. And I started looking over by the base of our fence, and I noticed that we're already starting to get some warped boards. I'm like, this is not good. So in probably my pushover way, I'm like, you know, I'm going to go say something. So I walk around the neighborhood, go to the house, and I ask if, you're aware that it does run for a long time and it could damage the fence that we just replaced less than a year ago. If you're not, limiting the water intake. And I was looked at, here were the responses. Well, you know, the rain would do that anyway.
No, it doesn't rain for 4 hours.
For 4 hours straight. Okay. This isn't the South Pacific. There was that response.
New Guinea.
Well, when it's dry out, I'm going to water my lawn. Okay. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. And I got this garden here too that I need to water. Okay. Again, not saying you shouldn't, but my response for every one of these reasoning was, but for 4 hours? And then I get this. Well, my lawn guy told me it's better to run it really long every other day than every day. But for 4 hours?
Really long running the sprinkler is like 1 hour.
You guys would have
thought. That's really long.
You would have thought I was asking for a kidney. Like, she would just look at me like, I don't know what you wanted to do. It basically like, well, this is your problem, not mine. I'm like, you know, I'm not obligated to put up that fence.
I thought.
And you've got your like whole garden up against the fence. So what would happen if this fence comes down again and we don't replace it?
Isn't there a watering restriction in Omaha right now?
Yep. And that leads me to another point. I don't know for a fact that it was her who called the city on our fence before. But it's like, okay, if we're going to start turning people in on protocol.
We're going to start snitching.
Yeah. I know what happens to snitches. I ain't about to be one. But if we're going to do the whole, like, I don't know what you want me to do about it.
Hello, city of Omaha. Yeah, my neighbor's fence is rotting.
Yeah. Hello, Omaha. The sprinkler's been going on for 4 hours. Pretty sure you don't want that during a drought. Oh, but hey, so I left it as, because again, it was like talking to a brick wall. Like, that's all.
There are out, so like, many incredibly petty things that you could do in this situation.
Oh, I know. And I just, I finally walked, I kind of laughed. I said, okay, I go, but for four, she goes, I don't know what you, I'm like, for 4 hours, really? And she goes, we'll see. What does that mean? We'll see about what? We're going to step that up to 6 hours now? Like, what does that even mean? So I just walked away. I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah. I have no idea what I accomplished during this conversation.
Oh, she just did the, she gave you the thing that all parents say to their children. Like, hey, can we go to the toy store and buy a new toy?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
So yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We're going to see.
We'll see. So
I'm going to appease you and hope you forget about this.
I wasn't walking away like my 2.5-year-old thinking, we'll see means, hey, good. This was a good talk. No, I walked away like, you got to be freaking kidding me.
Dad said maybe.
He said, well, think about it. We'll think about it.
Yeah, you're talking to
your
wife.
Might be getting some ice cream.
What happened when you talked to the neighbor about the water? Oh, she said, we'll see.
Yeah, she said, we'll see.
She said, we'll see. So it's probably going to be fine.
That's what I was looking for. Now, the good news is the sprinkler immediately got turned off at that point until it comes back on 4 hours tomorrow. Because, you know, today, because every other day.
They're just going to run it while you're not home.
Oh, hell
yeah. Yeah, what about, I mean, I know you're not there, but what about today with the little morning rain?
We had a little rain. You would think maybe that should halt the next 4 hour cycle for 2 days. 4 hours? Like, why would you want to even do that?
Is their grass, does their lawn look immaculate? Like,
not as good as you would think. And
if they're watering
so
it
has a little bit of a slope that comes into ours. That's why it probably doesn't even get like flooded. Like that's not good for, I'm not an agronomist, but I know that's not good for anything. There's such thing as like, you know, drowning your roots.
Oh yeah. Yes.
That's a thing.
I'm not going to say any of them, but like there are so many things that you could do.
Oh, go ahead, Sam.
Well,
I'm not saying I'll do them, but I'm always open to
if you mix like white vinegar and dish soap and just hose your fence down with it, some of it's going to go through the gaps and that garden is toast.
Wow. Yeah, we are getting to another level here.
If you want to get serious, that's a route you could go. Yeah.
I'll file that.
And if they're running the sprinkler for 4 hours, some of that's going to wash into the lawn and probably kill a lot of the lawn too. So
it's true.
Hey, I'm not.
I'll file those suggestions away.
I'm not condoning agricultural terrorism. I'm not here for that. I'm just providing information. Okay? This is for informational purposes only.
It's just like even if you have no intention of doing it, just humor me. I'd be like, yeah, I'll try to keep an eye on that. I would have been totally, totally cool with that response. Just so you know.
But it's obvious that this person knows they're running sprinkler for 4 hours.
She knew exactly why I was at her front. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, hey, what's going on? Oh, what can I help you with? Oh, she knew exactly why I was there.
It's not, you know what? The cycle must be messed up. We'll get that fixed. No. I want to dump gallons of water on my lawn.
If my lawn's dry, I'm going to water it. Cool.
When the month of May in Omaha had like a tenth of an inch of rainfall.
Literally the driest May ever.
Wow. I don't...
So that steps it up to six.
I don't have backyard neighbors, so...
Is that like the one of the more helpless feelings? Because I'm sure everyone out there, you've had at least a story where you've had maybe an issue with a neighbor.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. I said I would love to tell you like the perfect phrase that's going to get him to go, but yeah, you got to eat it.
It's true. And that's just it's the dice we roll.
I mean,
when
you
it comes
could
to,
turn them in for using water during
I could,
the
but I don't even know if I want to do
watering
that.
Watering van.
I don't even know if I want to do that. I kind of do.
You could fight fire with fire.
Right. Because, again, I can't prove that they were the ones who called that our fence wasn't up to code the first time. And even if I could, would I still want to be that person? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think I would.
I think you do.
After that conversation yesterday, yeah, I'm okay with that. I think we've established where we how we feel about each other right now. So now there's really nothing to try to be the good guy about.
All I
or
can
take
say,
the high road.
All I
about.
Can say is I'm sorry, Nick.
Yeah, and that's really all you can do. That like our neighbors that we're friends with, they were asking how it went, and I said how it went, and that was their response.
Like she said, "We'll see."
They're like, "We'll see." They're like, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry." I'm like, "I know. What can you really say?" So that was my last 24 hours. How are you guys doing? You guys good?
Yeah, I'm insanely busy right now. I have a lot of things going on. We're gonna start remodeling the kitchen.
Did that last year.
So I've got that coming up. I've got video projects going on. The kid's out of school, so he's home all of the time now, which is a thing.
A delight.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
A blessing.
A blessing, guys. Come on. Now, Josh, do you have, is yours at home? Or they're still in daycare, right?
Daycare.
Yeah, daycare. Is.
And we send them during the summer.
Oh, we do too.
We're paying for it.
We're paying for it regardless. So, yeah, you're going. As long as you are physically able to go, you're going.
Well, my wife and I both work from home, so he's never gone to daycare. Mm. Like, we would just, like, split up the work day before he started going to school, and then, like, it obviously got easier. But this is our first real summer break because he just finished kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're sort of in a mode like, oh, what do we do now?
He's going to be all hopped up on goofballs.
Because he's six, and you can't just, like, park him in front of some toys, and that's good.
I mean, you could.
No, you can't because he will leave those toys and come to where you are and say, like, hey, I'm bored now. Entertain me.
Yeah. Like, there are so many great benefits of being able to work from home, but that's not one of them. Because I don't know how you'd get any work done.
It's, we're going to have to split up the day again and, like, I have to like work a bit at night after he goes to bed.
Yeah.
But now we're doing this thing where it's like summer and you don't have a set bedtime, sort of go to bed whenever you feel like it because it's summertime. And
can you ever get him to do some work with you?
Yeah. So
do you
if
trust
I'm,
him?
If I'm doing house project stuff, he likes to like be on the periphery and help and bring me tools and nails.
Yeah.
And
when they,
and
when
things.
They feel like they're helping, even when they clearly
and
aren't.
He's actually pretty good about that. Like he's, when I was, we talked about this before, but I built a new workbench and shelving in my garage, and he was out there. He drew plans for the, which was
did super you just
cool.
mock them? You're like, this is not going to work. Come on, man.
I just circled all the.
You got to be able to accept criticism at a young age.
But this is not a square corner. This is not going to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you just look at it, laugh, and tear it up in his face? Like, what the hell?
Art Deco. What
This is a garage.
You think you're going to contribute to this household? Now it's garbage. Figure it out. Next.
What do you mean you're not an architectural engineer?
So, Josh, were you guys just, when schedules were dropping left and right, were you guys just kind of
checking the box? Oh, we were loving it. Everybody had a graphic.
Yeah. I don't remember a day like that. I don't remember, other than when they released the Big Ten schedule, I don't remember
a coordinated release like that. Like it was at noon or one yesterday. I can't remember what.
I believe it was noon. Yeah, it was kind of nice. Where all of a sudden it just started getting spit out and you're like, oh, hey, here's where this is. Here's where that is. This looks fun.
Peacock exclusive.
Oh. Yeah. So are you guys, look, I think we are all fans of good entertainment as well. We know that the streaming services are essential, but for instance, Michigan State, Washington.
Yeah, that's the one that's causing a lot of consternation.
We were talking about this earlier. When it comes to growing the game, you have to also grow with the technology, and I understand that. But you also have to have games available and easy to find, I think. Mm-hmm. And I would think, if you got like Delaware taken on Maryland, okay, fine.
Whatever. Throw it on Peacock.
Sure.
Makes sense. But it's overflow.
Two Power Five teams. Mm-hmm. To me, that's kind
of
missing the mark.
One of which is going to be perhaps in the mix for college football playoff. They could win the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm. Washington could be very good. Michigan State, a lot of people are trying to figure out what Mel Tucker is. Was he 2021 Mel Tucker or 2022 Mel Tucker? And what does Michigan State look like?
But like I saw the numbers. When they played last year, it drew almost 3 million in viewership numbers. Like, and I understand why they're doing it. They're doing it to drive subscriptions to Peacock.
That's
why they do it. That's the point.
To us yesterday, it felt like, hey, sorry about Charlotte, Maryland. Yeah. Here's a game that you can do whatever you want with.
Right.
We don't care. We're the Big Ten. We don't care.
Yep.
Put it wherever your heart
desires. We'll give you this one if you decide that you want to make it streaming only. You won't get any resistance out of us.
Yep.
And then there's your game. So, I mean, part of me kind of feels bad for Michigan State and Washington fans. But, look, I mean, let's look at it this way. If Nebraska, say, was playing Michigan State, for instance, and it was a streaming-only game, we would, if you don't already have Peacock, you would get it. Okay? It's just how we feel about football, and we got to be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But from a brand standpoint, that's where I think it's kind of unfortunate for Washington.
It's also going to make people mad, though.
It will.
People are going to get upset.
Well, and there's a lot. We were talking about this, too. There's a lot of Big 12 games that are ESPN Plus specifically.
Yeah,
all the time, though.
Yeah.
Like Kansas basketball was.
Kansas and Iowa State, that was a top 10 matchup, was an ESPN Plus exclusive. Like, that's not great for your conference.
People are going to get upset, but they're still going to pay for the streaming service because they're not going to miss their team playing game. Like, they'll complain about it. They'll moan. They're still going to pay the whatever, $7.99 to get the streaming service. I don't know. Are any of them $7.99 anymore? Maybe if you get the ads-heavy model.
I feel like your cheapest is probably now at the $10.99.
But like when it comes to live sports, especially football, you're going to get commercials anyway. So,
well, and I think they trust that you'll subscribe just for that day. Or night, and then you will cancel. We're lazy.
Here's the thing, though, and I was going to talk about this later, but it's now that you can just cancel any time model is going to go away because of this exact reason. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to sign up for a certain number of months at a time, and it's the thing we complained about with cable, like these 2-year contracts where I can't get out. It's coming to streaming too.
It is
because they understand the game.
Well, Peacock is running a special right now. I looked up the price because I didn't know. I have Peacock, but I have no idea what it costs.
Yeah.
$20 for a year.
That's really good.
Right now.
That's very good.
With ads?
I would assume
it's got to be with ads, That's pretty good, though.
I'll let you sell me something for 2 minutes if you're giving it to me for $20 a year.
Yeah. I would gladly take that. So that's pretty good. But I mean, it's kind of, remember the, and I won't get into the political side of it, but the NFL and why a lot of people were pissed off, when it came to the national anthem, you heard so many people say, well, I'm never going to watch the NFL. Never going to watch the NFL. Never going to watch an NFL game.
Survey says those people were lying.
It's weird that the NFL's numbers have never been better. That's weird. What had happened to everybody that was going to boycott the NFL?
Well, those younger fans grew up.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
that's what happened.
You know, and then wagering on games became a thing. It just doubled the audience. Yeah. So you're right. You'll find a way. If it's your team especially, you're going to subscribe. You're going to watch it. But in the theme of trying to grow the game, I don't see those types of matchups in streaming only services maybe being the best thing, at least right now. That's how I would feel about that.
The thing is, though, Nick, they control the inventory.
Oh, they do.
They can do whatever they want with it because they know you're not going to miss it.
No.
And this is not a thing.
It's where they got us.
It's not a thing that you can just be like, I'll skip it. If you're a fan of that team and it's on a streaming service and you really want to watch the game, you have two options. Mm-hmm. You can pay for the streaming service or find a pirated stream.
Yep. And do that at caution.
Because the crackdowns are coming on that now, too.
Well, I was looking at the YouTube TV NFL package and what that was going to look like. Remember we thought, man, DirecTV, once you get out of that first free year, the DirecTV one is astronomical.
Yeah.
The YouTube TV one ain't much cheaper. It's still a bit pricey.
I don't need to have Sunday Ticket. The Red Zone channel does what I want for the NFL.
Well, we have kind of a fun little way of circumventing the system when it comes to watching Chicago Bears games. So we've got the originating address is a Chicago address. So all of the local affiliates,
we get the local
Chicago stations. Yeah. So that would be the only reason I would ever subscribe to an NFL Sunday Ticket type package. So I could see any Bears game whenever.
I'm content with the Red Zone channel.
I know a lot of people that are like you that are good with that. Yep. And then whatever the local market is dishing out, they're okay with.
Look, it's been documented. My team is Washington, and most often they are not worth watching other than on the Red Zone channel.
Or on Thursday night games.
Or on Thursday night games when they play on Amazon.
And they play the bad Chicago Bears.
They'll
do it again,
honestly,
this year too.
Red Zone channel's fine for me. I don't need Sunday Ticket. I don't worry about where Sunday Ticket is or how much it costs.
I start losing track of how many damn subscriptions we have to so many different streaming services. That's the problem. That's the thing that's like, okay, if you didn't already have Peacock, well, now you got to add that one to the list too. Even if it is $20 a year. It's hard to keep track of sometimes. But I don't know. I digress. It is kind of it's sort of a get off my lawn type take.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. That's what my show is today. It's a get off my lawn show.
This is good. So,
that's why you're filling in for Connor.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Mr. Get off my lawn.
I'm fake Connor Happer. That's what I am.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'll let you guys do it. But
all right.
You enjoy your day. You boys keep it real. And if anybody has any other good ideas that maybe I can implement in our neighborhood war or the water wars, let me know.
You contact me offline. I'll give you some
more.
Yeah,
I will. I look forward to that. All right, see you, boys.
All right. That does it for the crossover. The Connor Happer Show starts next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.